Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Metro for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Once traffic has priority at all times, to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so in a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father John. Down in somewhere in Florida. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, here in greater downtown St. Augustine. Currently 81 degrees and cloudy out. Good day down here today. Enjoyed ourselves in this part of Northeast Florida. Other than that, nothing much else to report, Jeff, so I'll throw it back to you. WB2RUQ.
All right, well, great. Sounds like you're probably having a good time down there and enjoying the nice weather. Kind of rainy up here today. On and off. Not too bad. Looks like we're going to have some rainy days up ahead. It's getting to be that time of year anyway. I should probably get some gratitude to come out there and get a good start this year. I'm just forgetting to do it. Anyway, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. The last one in the Echolink queue. So this is KD2AIT. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, there's a lot going on. You might say I'm kind of totally PO'd, you might call it. If it weren't on the air in person, I could say some things exactly for what they are, but on here I can't say it without the FCC coming after me. Well, anyway, we got a temperature here of 64 degrees after a range of 54 to 69, and some sun in the morning and that, and then clouds, and it started to rain a little. I did see the blood moon last night around 11 o'clock. This thing with my mother, it took almost 5 months just to get community-based Medicaid, let alone nursing home Medicaid. That's another fight coming on that. And so we thought everything was fine. She'd be coming home with a health aide and all, and they just told me what to do, and I'll go see U.S. Care, this, that, and the other thing. And boy, I was told then, in no uncertain terms, how I was invading their comfort zone and this, that, and it was ridiculous to think they had this, that, and everything else. And first they denied that they knew anything about who other state organization was, ARISE, which is down near Jackie on Syracuse. Then finally afterwards, when I showed them and right out there, I pulled the book out and showed them exactly what it was in there. I mean, that I knew they were lying to me. Then they got real snotty after that and everything, and I did let the DSS worker up here know about it. I called a woman from down there. Bridget O'Hara, that came from down there with this whole thing with an evaluation of my mother and everything. And so far, I haven't heard back from anyone, and I think was it, Bill Sears, what the heck's not, yeah, Senator Griffel, man, Jim Durkish, spends the day, Wednesday there in the office in Lowellville, and I think I'm going to go to see him, and boy, he's not going to be happy to see me. I'll put it this way, that's, you got to say one thing, passing the buck, you got to say one thing, it's the oldest game in dirty politics, and I have to give the devil his due, it's the most effective, for certain. With that, my stupid mouth and say God bless in 73s and 2PFM clear.
All right, George, well, it sounds like you're having a rough time with it, so hopefully it can only get easier from here. So, see, I have to wait and see how that, how it works itself out. If history showing me anything, if it comes to the government, it's not going to be fast. So I guess you're going to, this will be your test of patience. All right, George, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. We'll catch you later. KD2AIC, next show up for the Black River Valley Center Channel. Just a check. Looks to be a quiet one. I guess everybody was up looking at the moon last night. Well, I went out there last night. First time I went out, it was kind of cloudy. I couldn't see anything. Second time I went out, I couldn't see anything because the location of my house. Between the trees and that big hill over there, there's no seeing the moon, so I missed it. Everybody else seemed to have saw it, but not me. Anyway, today, just been working most of the day. Just about ready to wrap it up and call it a night here. Maybe watch a little bit of TV and head off to sleep. Got a lot of work to do tomorrow. And, all right. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service?
KC2WI.
KC2WIP, good evening, what's going on?
I'm on Air Force Mars, well, Joint Mars Training Net, I guess, digital net, and they use this TeamSpeak thing, which I never thought, I never figured out, or I never even tried, but I just set that up, and as per, you know, most things like this, you get an email that says, well, you do this, and you put this in here, and you put that there. Doesn't exactly work, but fortunately somebody else, you know, caught me when I got on, I guess, the intercom channel there and said, oh, you know, this is what you do. Seems to work pretty good. I haven't talked to anybody yet. I haven't transmitted on it, you know, on the computer yet, but I hear everybody chatting. So, yeah, I went out and, went out, I was up in Lake Pleasant, I went out in the boat, and so I could see the moon there, sat out there for about, it seemed like an hour, it was a very, very long time. When I went out, there was about, I don't know, two-thirds or so visible, and it seemed like it took about an hour to get the eclipse, and it was still a little bit of light around the bottom edge there, so I don't think it was quite exactly 100%. But that was pretty interesting. And the water was still pretty warm in the lake yesterday, although I didn't get out to go out all day. We were up in Oak Mountain fixing the Hamilton County repeater, and I don't know if we made any big differences or not. We haven't really tested it yet. KC2WI.
Pete, sounds like you're having a busy night there on the net, and wanted to let you know that I upgraded my, I added a SSD drive to my PC as the OS drive, so basically replaced my C drive with it, and I took the old drives and I used them as a secondary drive for storage, and I also mirrored the C drive to it, so in case it's if the D drive ever drops out, then I'll have a copy of what's going on and I can bring it back. But it's running pretty fast. I like it so far. As soon as you boot up, you can get right to work. You don't have to wait for everything to load up, and it's real quick. Everything about it's real fast. So anyway, they have them for under $100 now there, and you know, I have to give up a little case and stuff and get a little bit over $100, but worked out pretty good. Alright, well, thanks for checking in there. Have a good evening, and good luck with the Nets tonight. Alright, KD2AIT, are there any other seconds?
Drive ALW, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's going on?
Last day today. I played around with a couple of lawn equipment, whatever. Fired it up, moved things around, cleaned a little shed out. Reorganized a little bit. Got the leaf blower going and took care of some of the leaves. And that was pretty much it. Later on, took a trip to Boonville and got a couple of things and came back and relaxed. So that was a sum total of the day. Turned out to be a good day anyway. We only had sprinkles here on and off, so it didn't amount to all that with the rain. But I think maybe this evening it'll turn a little bit different. Tomorrow, supposed to be 100% rain, I guess. So we'll soon find out, Jeff. You have a good evening. Turn it back to you. And 5ALW.
Alright, well, we can use a little rain. It's pretty dry. Well, it's been extremely dry. A little rain won't hurt. And it's getting that time of year. Once it starts to cool off, the clouds come up off that lake there and it starts raining and snowing on everything. So, alright, well, have a good evening there, and I'm glad you had a nice, easy day. Here's some many more. All right, KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, and return the frequency we're going to use. I'd like to thank John, George, Bill, Pete, and Bill. Checking in tonight and say 73 is anyone listening at. KD2AIT.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Please again wait till the tail drops on your repeater and give it a few more seconds, and hopefully we'll be able to hear stations come in, please.
This is ALW. Good evening, Jack.
WBX, good evening.
Okay, I've got a net on tonight and I got wiped out completely. Stations have checked in, I know, I think I heard at least one or two in there. Please try it one more time. I changed position on my beam, I hope you can hear me, and maybe I can cut some of that down from Rochester there. So give it a few minutes, and give it a few seconds, and Try again, please.
Empire AOW, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX.
This is AC2WI.
Okay, well, that was a better position for my antenna as far as blocking out some of the other interference, but yeah, I hope you can hear me okay. Anyways, N5AOW, all about N2WBX, good evening Dennis, and KC2WI, hi Pete. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Any other stations for ARCHAN? Okay, I thank the three for taking in. Much appreciated. And again, thanks for your patience. Maybe I can figure out a way to cut some of that interference coming in. Let's hope so. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K-H-U-Z-N-Z.